Tena koutou. Welcome to Well Within a Healer, a show on health and well-being. I'm Sophie Parrish, comms assistant to Labour List MP Anahila Kanongataha Suisuki, based in Papakura, Auckland. I'm filling in for Anahila today. Kia ora, Janelle.
Kia ora.
We have Janelle Dimas, General Manager for Maori Public Health Leadership at Hapai Te Hau Ora, based in Henderson, Auckland. Welcome to the show, Janelle. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It would be great to have you tell us a little bit about your whakapapa. I see you are from the Te Whakatohia descent. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Te Whakatohia is in the east coast of the Bay of Plenty, the place of sunshine, waters, diving in the summer. That's where I was raised, actually born in Australia, and happy to be living in Auckland for the meantime.
Yes, yes. Is your family down there, some of your whānau, or are they moved up to Auckland?
Yeah, some of my whānau's here. I was raised by my nan and my koro, my papa. My papa passed away, but my nan still lives down home with our big tribe of whānau. And then I've got my sister and brother up here with me, which is cool. My sister's about to have a baby, which is exciting.
That is very exciting news. That's great. And Janelle, you're a mum and a wife, so, you know, it's a big responsibility and general manager. What do you do to keep well?
Well, for starters, I take my kid to work with me.
Okay.
And on one hand, it breaks the barriers of whānau or the separation of whānau and work. And at the same time, my child actively lives hauora every day. But other than that, I love doing sports, just getting back into physical activity. And sometimes it's just taking a mental health day. But I absolutely believe that what I do every day is health-inducing. And the moment that I stop thinking that, I think I should leave my job. So,
yes, yeah. Definitely going to have a positive outlook. And then you also mentioned that you like to do swimming and those sorts of activities as well.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
I'm very much a child of Tangaroa, who is the deity or guardian, you might say, of the ocean. So I love swimming, I love diving, not good at it, but love it. And I also love doing wakaama, which is outrigger paddling.
Excellent. And where do you do that?
We actually do it here in Auckland, down at Okahu Bay, which is the bay before Mission Bay. And the club is run by Orake Ngati Whatua people. Our club's called Orake Water Sports, and we're pretty open. Anyone's welcome to come paddle with us.
That's wonderful to know. Great, and then you're also into reading. So what was the last book that you read that you enjoyed the most?
It's been a while since I've read, admittedly, for leisure. I think the last thing I read and enjoyed were my law notes. I wouldn't call that enjoyable to everyone, and definitely not the type of reading that I'm into for fun. But I like still my high school favourite books, like Tamora Pierce, My Sister's Keeper, that's a good one. A few favourites, but law notes have been the go for the last couple of years.
Yes, I can imagine. That's great. So Hapai Te Harua is a very diverse organisation. And how long have you been in your role as general manager? And can you tell me a little bit more about the four different areas that you cover?
Yeah, so I've been general manager for the Māori Public Health team for almost 2 years, 2 years coming up. Definitely a super dynamic space to be in, and I'm very lucky to have an onto it and young team who really connect with our communities really well. We work across four issue areas, so whaiau, which is improving nutrition and physical activity, and we do a lot of mental health activities within that. Obviously there's links. When you're more active, you're more likely to sustain your mental well-being, or even just take a moment whilst keeling over during running to think about your mental health. So we work in nutrition and physical activity. We also do Kia Marie, which is reduction of alcohol and drug-related harm, and that's definitely a harm minimisation approach. And we cover a bunch of areas looking at alcohol, FASD, which is fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. We then look at synthetics, cannabis, we've got a referendum coming up, methamphetamine, there's actually a bunch of issues within that one issue. And I think for us as Māori public health, it's all tied back to colonisation and the trauma suffered by our whānau through generations. And so we're attempting to heal that on a wide and broad scale. The other one we have is Tūpika Kore, Te Hei Māori Ora, which is around the smoke-free 2025 goal, and just really aiming to reduce the presence of tobacco for our whānau and our communities. Obviously, there's that 2025 goal, but we're just doing what we can to reduce tobacco harm in our communities as well. The last one we have is Māori public health leadership in and of itself. So that's where Hāpai Te Hauora strategically positions ourselves to be in spaces where we can enhance the wellbeing for Māori. So,
yes, yeah. Wonderful. Do you take care of the World Child Health Promotion as well? Is that the Tamariki Ora?
We used to.
Okay.
Some things happened with the government and they made some decisions, but we do have the SUDI contract, which is Sudden Unexpected Death in Infants, which has picked up the Tamariki Ora space, and they do a lot around wahakura, safe sleeping for our pēpi in that space. So we've got a great team there as well.
Wonderful. And how large is your organisation?
We're small, large.
Yes.
There's 19 of us. I'd say half of us are under 30.
Yes.
So pretty dynamic, but with a small team we do get quite a bit done.
Wonderful. That sounds great. You've had a few initiatives as well over this year. One of them has been Frizz Free Whānau in January. Can you tell us a little bit more about that initiative?
Yeah, so Frizz Free Whānau comes under our nutrition and physical activity space, and the idea is that whānau themselves can choose to phase out the fizz in lieu of water. So our ultimate goal is that society is set up in a way that people can have water as the first option, or that fizzies aren't shoved in everyone's faces at the supermarkets, at events, blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, we just go around, we promote fizz-free with water as the preferred option, and run a bunch of events across summer, which is super fun because it's summer, it's warm, we get out in the sun, and we get to meet and be with the communities. Promote them to take the 30-day challenge. Some of them only sign up and some of them make it the whole 30 days. And then we also have some who make the full switch to water as a preferred option. That's a good chance to get our kids involved. Just overall a really good cope-up from my perspective.
Wonderful. That sounds great. And this year, Hāpai Te Hauora, were accepted to present at the Cook Island Health Conference. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So one of our team members, Tiana, she took lead of the Fizz Free project this year, and we're incredibly grateful to have her on board. She's kind of new with us, fresh out of uni in the last year, but she really pumped out the Fizz Free Whānau project, and then collaborated with Netball New Zealand and a couple of other organisations to take Fizz Free Whānau to the I think it's Arno in
yes.
the Cook Islands. And so we ran the same campaign, same model across in the Cook Islands. As a result, we then went to present at the Cook Islands Health Conference. And so Tiana, Steph and Philly, who all went over as a team, presented across three islands, I believe. So Rarotonga, Aitutaki and Atiu. Same presentation, same model, and just shared what we're doing here in Aotearoa with the communities over there.
Wonderful. What a great experience. And then synthetic drugs, that's sort of a big topic in the media right now and what's affecting our whānau. Could you talk a little bit more about that and how your organisation is helping?
Yeah, synthetics has been, what would I call it, a political whirlwind, I might say. In that when they first came out, it would have been almost 8-9 years ago now, they were just this unregulated substance. And I think the Psychoactive Substances Act came in to attempt to address synthetics, so to speak. And what we've seen since then is just some entrepreneurial concoctions, maybe is the word. And what we have seen, unfortunately, is a severe loss of lives, with more than, I think it's more than 60 now, or close to 60, whānau members losing their lives to synthetics. Our work in this space is around policy advocacy, so advocating at two levels, because on the one hand you have whānau who are going to end up in prison for a drug-related crime or misdemeanor, which means that their lives are continuously affected and their children's lives are affected. On the other hand, you have a significantly harmful substance killing our whānau. So I think either way we see it as a loss of life, but we attempt to advocate for the best medium or compromise, say, for the well-being of our whānau. One of the things that we are advocating for at the moment is drug law reform, because I think it fits within a wider context and a bigger issue of drug-related harm for our whānau. And at the same time, ensuring that we can address the addictions that whānau are suffering and struggling with, and also address the trauma that is associated with that sufferance.
Yes. And what do you think Hapai Te Haora is doing well?
I think we do a lot of things well.
Anything that comes to mind?
I think for me, one of the things we do really well is exemplify sustainability of leadership within our organisation. Our CEO is quite youthful, young. She's under 35, I think. And it sets a standard for other young, aspiring public health practitioners to pave the way through public health, but also to advocate from the get-go. So advocacy isn't something that you pick up when you're 40, when you've had your kids and end of your career, but advocacy is something that you can do from the time that you're at high school. Your civic participation begins then, and if you can advocate all the way through your life for what you believe is the best or most equitable society. I think Hapai does that really well. I think we're absolute leaders and pioneers in tikanga Māori and te ao Māori. That is that the basis of our practice is from a Māori worldview, and I think that really changes and shifts how we work with whānau, hapū, iwi and communities. And then I think just in general we have fun really well.
So, wonderful. Yeah. Got to enjoy along the way as well. What are some of the challenges that Hapai experiences?
Bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. I think that's an easy challenge that any organisation and NGO organisations under a competitive model face. That's our daily challenge. We are challenged every day with wanting and needing to collaborate with other organisations for the benefit of our whānau, whilst also knowing that the vitality of your organisation rests on funding. So we're definitely caught in a catch-22 there, and I think that comes down to bureaucracy.
Yes. What's the most rewarding part of your job?
The most... I'm a geek.
Okay.
The most rewarding part of my job is being able to write a submission that speaks to the hearts and minds of politicians. Mm-hmm. The secondary most rewarding thing is seeing my colleagues, the people in my team, the people above me, below me, beside me, thriving. I think every time you see someone succeed and improve themselves, which in turn improves their whānau, their hapū, their iwi, I think that in and of itself is rewarding. I'd actually say that's maybe more rewarding than a good submission.
Okay, excellent. Okay, any upcoming events that are happening? I know that we had Māori Language Week last week, and now we're going to have Mental Health Awareness Week coming up. So any plans around that?
Yeah, actually just wrote a post today around Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori or Māori Language Week. We were down Wellington last Friday.
Yes.
My child does not speak English. His first language is Te Reo Māori. And to see people have to come up and interact with him only in Te Reo. So I would say, oh, he doesn't understand you. And people would use, whether it's their one word, kia ora, or a full sentence if they're fluent, to have a conversation with him. It was just real empowering to see people interact with him on his language in his terms because it mattered to him. So that was, yeah, super powerful. And I think, I'll pay more attention in future years. But Mental Health Awareness Week, yet another opportunity to have the conversation. I always stand by the one awareness week of the year is not the only opportunity to have the conversation. There's 51 other weeks that we can care about our mental health. Last week I took a mental health day. Even just the stigma associated with, oh, she's taking a mental health day. I think we just really need to break those barriers down. But yeah.
Definitely, and I think Labor's and the coalition government are definitely focusing on mental health and putting a lot of money behind that and some new initiatives as well. So that's great. And any plans or projects that are coming up with Hapai that you'd like to mention?
We're currently working on the Auckland Climate Action Framework. Our philosophy is Hapai Te Hauora is Oranga Whenua Oranga Tangata, which is to say that our well-being as people is tied to the well-being of the planet. So we're doing a bit in that space at the moment. We'll have Fizz Free Part 3 or 4 coming up come February.
Yes.
And then one of the big things that we are working on is ensuring that everyone's a part of the conversation coming up to the cannabis referendum.
Yes.
We're not a hard no or a hard yes when we're talking to our communities. We're talking about this is the information, have the conversation and make an informed decision. And I think that's the only thing that we can gift to our communities is the ability for them to have absolute autonomy and agency around the way that they interact in their communities.
Yes, and you just mentioned that you'd been in Canada recently. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Myself, on behalf of Hapai Te Hauora, Carly from the New Zealand, Jack from the New Zealand Drug Foundation and Tracy from Te Rau Ora, a Māori mental health organisation, travelled to Vancouver to look at their First Nations cannabis laws specifically. They're almost a year out from when they legalise cannabis, and next month they're looking at the regulations for edibles, marijuana and soap, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Super interesting, and I think one of the key messages that I took away from that was the importance for Māori to be involved in the conversation beforehand, during and afterwards, because it's going to affect Māori the most.
Yes, yes, I can imagine that. And then any other events coming up? Because you serve also Auckland, but nationally. So, yeah, tell me a little bit more about how Hapai does that.
Yeah, so I look after Māori Public Health Leadership, which is kind of Auckland-based,
yes.
And the gambling team, which runs regional events across Tamaki Makaurau. We actually had Gambling Harm Awareness Week a couple of weeks ago too,
yes.
So we're kind of a bit awareness-ed out. But our Sudi team run wahakura wānanga across the country, so effectively those are safe sleep pods made through weaving, which is our traditional Māori practice.
Yes.
We then have our national coordination and workforce development gambling teams who work across the country. In November, their regional trainings will be rolling out. Tupeka Kore, we also have a national tobacco advocacy team. They're running a bunch of consultation or rōpū across Aotearoa on vaping. So vaping is very much an interesting piece of work at the moment,
yes.
And how it positions itself against the likes of the Cannabis Referendum versus Smoke Free Cars Act, so a bunch of different things and how they interplay with each other. And I think that might... Oh, and we, one of the big things we are working on is a research project around FASD.
Okay. So, Tell us a little bit more about that.
So we're hoping to look into, well, not look into, that's derogatory. We're hoping to work with whānau to understand what it is to have FASD and what are the experiences of whānau with FASD in the hopes of being able to provide more support and resources to those whānau.
Yes, and it's an acronym for?
Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder.
Yes, thank you. That's great. And then so in terms of goals and sort of vision for the future, what's your vision for Hapai over the next 12 months?
My vision for Hapai over the next 12 months is to keep doing what we're doing and do it well. I think strategically, my goal, my personal goal for Hapai is that we're able to best advocate on behalf of the community with an absolute and unfaltered understanding of the needs of the community. I think so often policy and people just don't gel very well, and I think Hapai plays a key role in being the conduit for that and bringing people to policy and policy to people both ways.
Great, absolutely. Okay, and I'd like to know a little bit more about the nutrition and exercise, what would you call it, a prong. It's a four-prong approach. So when you're talking about improving health and nutrition, can you tell us a little bit more about how you're reaching the community?
Yeah, I think we've done a bunch of things over the years. One thing I might note is that we have a subcontracting arrangement. So we work with our own organisations, which is Waipareira in West Auckland, Te Runanga o Ngāti Whātua up in the north and city side,
yes.
And then Raukura Hauoro Tainui. Mm-hmm. So we work with them to deliver a bunch of community initiatives. Ngāti Whātua last year took, I think, 30 of the community members down to Iron Māori. Mm. We've also developed an app which attempts to improve and track your physical activity and your nutrition.
Tell us about the app and where people can find that.
Yep, so the app is called Ora Ola. I think it's in its final stages of testing. It's just gone through its final stages of testing. And that started when I was back at Ngāti Whātua. They've carried on that project. And basically, it's an app. You put it on your phone. Your whānau puts it on your phone. And it provides you with messages, support, tracking tools for your own nutrition and physical activity. Mm-hmm. And looks at, it has a cultural aspect to it. So there's one for Māori and one for Pacifica.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks to, basically support you through your wellbeing journey. We also do a bit of work in advocating for better layout is probably the best word, of the nutrition and physical activity factors. Mm-hmm. So we're part of the Healthy Auckland Together Collective.
Great, tell me about that.
Yeah, we do a bit in marketing to children.
Okay.
So we released a comic last year. It was an interesting comic.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But it attempted to show the inequities of marketing to children.
Mm.
So we know that the way that poor foods are marketed to children are inequitably distributed in poorer or less advantaged spaces, which means that those whānau are more affected. I think we're working on a video this year, doing a bit in Y Auckland space, so around improving accessibility to water, same along the lines of Fizz Free, just yet another approach. It's difficult to say you should choose water as the first option when all the water fountains across Auckland aren't working and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
We need to be aware of what's happening there, yes, and improve our facilities, our public facilities. That's great. And a little bit more on the reducing tobacco use, because that's a big one. It's very costly for people to smoke these days. Vaping's another option, but is a hot topic as well in the media. So since there's an initiative for 2025, how is Hapai working towards those goals?
I think we have multiple different approaches. Definitely vaping's a conversation.
Yeah.
And our ultimate goal is that whānau don't have to ascribe to any substance. We do support vaping as a harm minimisation tool. So ultimately, vaping's going to be less harmful than your current pack a day of tobacco, say. One of the things that one of our team members, Jess, is working on is Tobacco Not Our Tikanga. That's looking at the fact that tobacco as a substance actually is someone's cultural practice. So effectively, the mass production of tobacco is cultural misappropriation. But we're looking at how it links back and how it's practiced in different Indigenous nations. So they have like a peace pipe, which was used in ceremonies. They burn it for different ceremonies. So different cultures have different practices of the use of tobacco. So we're just really trying to indigenize it and gift it back to those Indigenous peoples rather than ascribing it as something ingrained in our own cultural practice, which it isn't. We have our own rongoā, our own medicines, and tobacco isn't one of them for us, but it is for those nations.
Great. And on your website, it says that you have fortnightly meetings and that the collective together advances public health and continues the legacy of your tupuna. Could you expand on that?
Yeah, I think there's probably two expansion points there. The first one is that the collective, or the whānau whānau collective, which, as I've mentioned, is Ngāti Whātua, Waipareira, and Aukura Hauoro Tainui, they established Hāpai with the intention to get over the bureaucracy that I talked about and collaborate, creating this organisation that allowed them to filter through the bureaucracy so that they could get the best service out to their communities. Yes. So I think on that note, those meetings are critical to ensuring ongoing whanaungatanga. Yes. And then I think when we talk about tikanga and whakapapa-based practice or ancestry-based practice, we understand the challenges that our tipuna, our elders, faced on the daily, and I think we have a 100 and almost 80-year history of colonisation here. So it's about learning from those experiences to ensure that the way that we practice public health advocacy and even the way that we research is grounded in a manner that best creates the best outcome for our whānau at the end of the day.
Great. Thank you, Janelle. And what's your goal with Hāpai?
I think not only in Hāpai, but also in my everyday life practice as a human on this earth.
Yes.
My goal for Aotearoa is to see a reform of the Constitution of New Zealand.
Whoa.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
But I honestly believe that there is a systemic structure that we can implement that can not only provide us a cleaner, maybe, way of interacting, but also that we as New Zealand can recognise our history. And I think that's probably the only way that I see that we can enhance wellbeing for all from an equity standpoint.
Great. That sounds good. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Janelle. It's been great to talk about Hāpai Te Hārawa and what you are doing in the community and helping to elevate our Māori population in Auckland and around New Zealand. We wish you well. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Wish you a well day and a well week. This is Well with Anahila, and I am Sophie Parrish, filling in for Labour List MP Anahila Kanongataha Suisuki, based in Papakura, Auckland. Thank you for listening. Kia kaha. Kete anō.